Blog Talk Radio. Oh, that was rather an abrupt ending, wasn't it? Good evening and welcome to A Little Night Music with Jennifer or Madam Perry. Tonight's going to be mostly music. Sometimes I've been playing some spoken words and recorded poetry. I've got some good response, especially the ones from Bone Song by Bunny Goodjohn. But also tonight, this is going to be a little something different. Instead of just playing some cool indie artist, I've got one fellow who's going to be on here with me speaking. He was on my show last night, on Madam Perry's Salon. And he's in the studio now. His name is Joshua Neal. Hello, Joshua.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks so much for coming in the studio on such short notice with me. And
thanks for having me.
I'm delighted. I really enjoyed meeting you. And just so people know, on Madam Perry Salon last night, we had almost all the artists from a new CD called Macon Music. And it's musicians from Macon, Georgia, right?
Yes, they are.
And this was the first one, and I believe you all competed. There was something like 150 artists that competed, and only 8 were selected to be on the CD, and you were one of the artists. And so impressed. Your song, Fight, is on there. And just for people to know, I'm going to have the information up. They can get the CD free.
They can, yeah.
All right, and Joshua, do you have a website where people can listen to you or find out where you're playing or get your own music?
Yeah, absolutely. My website is joshuaneal.net, N-E-A-L.net, and it's got I just put the Making Music CD live on there today, so you can actually stream it on there and get it off of Newtown's website. For free. If you go into my website, it actually has a list of all the places I'm going to be playing throughout the rest of the year, and links to where you can buy merchandise and the CD and everything on iTunes, the EP I put out last year. So I've got the EP from last year. It's about $3 on iTunes, and then the Making Music CD is free. You can download that today.
Now, why is the Making Music CD free? It's got 8 fantastic songs. And if anyone didn't listen to Madam Perry Salon last night, the Making Music, do yourself a favor and go listen. There was not a clunker in the bunch. Everyone was just magnificent.
They are. They're all fantastic. I think the reason, I mean, I'm obviously speaking on behalf of Newtown, I think, on this part, so I might be wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure the reason behind the no cost is to use it strictly as promotional, and to get it into as many hands as possible and let people know that there is a really strong music presence here, and that there are artists that are currently playing and gigging around town. So we really just wanted to make it as simple as possible for people to get a hold of it. So you literally go on, if you want it, you download it. There's nothing, you don't have to put in any information. You don't have to run a card or, you know, send a check or anything like that. It's really, really simple, and it just goes right to you. So as far as I know, they wanted to make it as easy as possible to get it to as many people as possible.
All right, fantastic. And I believe the producer on this, whose idea it was, is my friend Joey Stuckey, who's a musician and producer. And he said that there's so much music that's come out of Macon, for one, you know, Little Richard and Otis Redding and how many other people. You know, there's so much music, but there's a lot of fresh music, too, a lot of newcomers, you know, a lot of young folks there that are just doing astounding work in so many different genres, too. That's also impressive.
There really is. There's so much eclectic music. I was actually really surprised, because I think even I was, you know, victim to stereotyping the music scene in Macon when I first started, thinking that, you know, most of it was country or bluegrass or folk or, you know, some kind of independent jazz maybe here and there, but, you know, mostly in those genres. But really, we have a little bit of everything. I mean, especially on the record, you hear anywhere from like California rock to reggae with Dean Brown. So I mean, there's lots of different styles.
Yeah, no kidding. And it is easy sometimes to get, you know, for all of us, even those of us who are, you know, involved in music and entertainment, to get just to you know, lapse into a stereotyping something. Because I've got a good friend in England who lives in Harrogate. I've known him about 20 years. He plays country music. He comes over here from England once a year and plays in Nashville. You know, so you wouldn't think of that. But, and so... I think that's pretty good. But, yeah, Joey really had this vision, and he pushed for it for about 10 years, and I'm just so proud of him. And he's proud of the whole CD. Now, I wanted to play at least two or maybe three of your songs tonight and while you're here with me. But the two you sent were MP4, so I couldn't get them loaded up to the studio in time.
Oh, no. They wouldn't load.
So, well, okay. Me too. But you'll just have to come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
and
good.
So we're going to play, though, the song of yours that is on the Making Music CD Volume 1. I bet that feels kind of cool to be on the first, you know, the first issue of Making Music.
Really,
I think
awesome.
This is something. Yeah.
Yeah.
After last night, I know there's going to be more. And I think it's wonderful. So,
people have been asking if I'm going to, because we're allowed to reapply. So people have been asking if I'm going to reapply, and I've been kind of on the fence about it because it was such a good opportunity. But I try not to be selfish, but I really want to hear, you know, what else is out there. So, I mean, it's such a good opportunity for me, and I'm hoping that next year we get to hear, you know, 8 more people that we wouldn't have heard of before. You know, I would like to be on it next year, but I'm really, really excited to hear all the other people that we didn't get a chance to hear this year, because the people we have are so great, and I know there's, you know, tenfold waiting to get in line behind us. So.
That's true. Well, who knows what will happen next year? Maybe you'll feel like jumping in there, and maybe you'll be somewhere else and be too busy.
Yeah.
And so
we can pray, right?
Really? Well, like I said, Joey's been bragging to me for a long time about this, so I knew it was going to be good, but I was still overwhelmed. So why don't you tell us about this song, and then we'll play it, and we'll hope you'll come back.
Yeah, so Fight, I wrote this song a couple of years ago with a band that I was in. Kind of wrote it as my perspective of how I feel we should treat other people. Joey did such a great job. One thing I love, he sort of hit on this last night on a different song, but he likes to, because he can't see, he likes to paint kind of this visual through the song. So, like, even with this song, it kind of comes in with gunfire and battle sounds and everything, and I feel like you're just immediately immersed into the scene. And right down to the vocal effects on the bridge where it sounds like I'm yelling through a megaphone, you kind of instantly get this visual of, like, me calling everybody together and trying to rally everybody together. So I really like how he produced it, because it's almost like a little, it's like an imaginary video, if you will. You're just kind of immediately immersed into the song, and I love that about the song. So.
I do, too. Yeah, you're right. I guess I didn't think about that part, because Joey is blind. You don't think about it, you know, but he does create the pictures and the visions and the experience.
And it's really incredible the way he does it. That's one thing I was mostly excited about. So,
so now we know that you've given us your website, and I'll also put it on here after it's done. But do you also have a Twitter or Facebook page we can follow?
I do. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Instagram and Twitter are both at Joshua Neal. Facebook is Joshua Neal Official. So all of that should be fairly easy to find just with my name, hopefully. I've been working hard to make sure that people can get to it as easily as possible. So.
Okay, well, fantastic. Okay, so we're going to play Fight by Joshua Neal from the Making Music CD. And remember, he also has an EP that you can buy, and you're going to definitely want, after you hear this, you're going to definitely want to check out more of his music, and I will be having more of it soon because he's kind enough to allow me to play more of his music. And if you want to stick around the studio and be a co-host, that's fine, and if you don't, you have to go on, happy trails, okay?
I would love to, but I do have company over, so.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm going to have to shoot after the song, but thank you so much for having me.
Well,
I really
tell them about
this.
Thanks for letting me steal you away for a moment.
Yeah, and I
and
think
now,
Kim Meeks is coming on later, isn't she?
I didn't hear back. I didn't hear back from her, but I sure would like to.
Okay. Well, if you talk to her, tell her I said hey.
Well, if you talk to her, tell her I said come on. Okay.
I will.
All right. You go so cool. Thank you so much. And now I want you to hear "Fight" by Joshua Neal. Now that's a powerful, powerful piece of music production
thank
and writing.
You.
Oh, honey,
thank you
so much. That is powerful. I think is a good word. It's the best word I can think of for it. I definitely look forward to hearing more music from you, and have you back on maybe a full show sometime, just dedicated to you.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Anytime.
All right, and thank you.
I'll send you the right stuff.
I should have been more specific. And thank you for taking time out of your evening.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. Goodbye, Joshua.
Bye.
And now, I think I'm going to play another song from another one of the artists who was on there. This is from, let's see, what are we going to play? God, there were so many good ones. I think I'll play Beautiful Suicide by Station 13. Set me free.
tonight, whether it be wrong, whether it be right. So let's make the best of what we don't know. Let's make it last, let's take it slow.
This is Madam Perry with a little night music for you, which is usually some spoken word pieces and some fresh indie music for my pleasure seekers listening here. So that was Entomologist by Lux, and they were guests on Madam Perry's Salon a few weeks ago. This is a young band out of Arizona that's touring the West Coast right now, and they got a lot of great music. Check them out. Spelled L-U-X-X-E. All right. A really big thing right now is people talking out loud or speaking about bullying. And there's an author named Angel Hans, and she's written a series of books. It's the Holly Brown series. And the second book is called The Facebook Fiasco of Holly Brown. Here's what it's about. Holly Brown devises an evil plot to bully her classmate Linda on Facebook using a fake profile. She just hates the poor girl and terrorizes her anonymously to her heart's content online. The overwhelming class support and the quick thinking of Miss Jenkins brought Holly's despicable act to light. both Miss Jenkins and Mr. Brown stood firm in disciplining Holly and try to help her be a better person. But will she let them, or will she resent them more? Now, that's what the book is about, The Facebook Fiasco of Holly Brown. And it's by Angel Hans, spelled H-A-N-N-S. And I will have information on this page and also on my Madame Perry Salon page on Facebook about where to get this. However, it's going to be available for a free download, I think it's September 18, 19, and 20 on Amazon. And I went around and checked for some information on Angel Hans and the Holly Brown books. These are some of the reviews that people, that readers gave about the first book. It says, I like the storyline, would definitely recommend it to young readers. Another one said, I enjoyed this book a lot. I hope the author gives us more in the future. I would buy her books again. So, Facebook Fiasco of Holly Brown by Angel Hans. Check it out. Now, what are we going to listen to now? How about, you know, my friends, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind from Liverpool. The song is called, this is one of everybody's favorites, the song called Things Get Better.
See you.
Seventh Story by Matt Townsend and Wonder of the World. And before that, you heard Sleeping with the Past by Kim Meeks. And just like Joshua, who was on here talking with us early, Joshua Neal, and Station 13, who I played, she's also on the Making Music Volume 1 CD. And so thank you for being here for another episode of A Little Night Music. This is episode 15 with Madam Perry. If you enjoyed it, you can download it for free on iTunes.